the invocation and pledge of allegiance. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here today. Please watch over our residents. Please guide this meeting this evening. Please watch over our military. Please protect our employees. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. The city of Kirby is dedicated to delivering excellent municipal services to our community in a fiscally responsible manner. Will our city secretary please call the roll?
Here.
Pleasure working underneath you. I wanted to say congratulations to all the winners in the last election. I guess y'all will be sworn in a little bit, huh?
Yes, sir, they will be.
Okay. Well, congratulations ahead of time. Remember, you were all elected by the citizens of Kirby. So let's keep the city of Kirby number one in your thoughts, and let's keep moving ahead. We've finally started moving things around in Kirby, got new businesses going. So y'all keep your thoughts together, and let's work together as a team. And I congratulate all of you. The new mayor, congratulations. It's a well-deserved spot, and I know you'll do the city good in the years to come. So thank you for all of y'all's help that y'all have given me in all the past years. I hope I can help y'all somewhere along the line in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. And it's a pleasure. It was a pleasure working with you and you being a mentor. So we miss you up here.
Well, I wish I could be there. I really do.
I know you do.
If things started straightening out some for me, well, maybe I can make some of the meetings. But the way things are going right now, I can't even get out of the house.
Well, when you do, I'll save you a seat in the audience.
Okay. I appreciate it. And good luck to all of you. Okay. Thank you.
Bye, Jerry. All right. The next individual signed up to speak is Chris Garza.
Good afternoon, Council. First, I would like to congratulate the newly elected members, the mayor, and the council members. But tonight, I would like to read comments made by one of you that represents all of you. And it starts off. Don't get me wrong. This guy has totally divided the community by just posting on Facebook. He has done nothing for Kirby, not even donated any money to our cause. I cannot get on Kirby Community and defend all the good people of Kirby because I was blocked. My Second Amendment stifled because I disagreed with him and he got his feelings hurt and then decided to file a complaint on me, which was frivolous. After losing the election, you would figure he'd go back and hide in the hole that he came from. According to his Kirby Community comments, he will continue to accuse elected officials of corruption and transparency without proof whatsoever. Maybe next time he'll begin with his follower, Susan Street, who is his minion. Like my son said, unemployment will get you a long way since you don't even have a job. Now, I have to ask, is this what we call leadership? Tearing down residents who have gotten heavily involved enough to run for office. Claiming the division in this community is due to me posting on Facebook and not because of a weak leadership who chooses to do what they can to take down anyone who questions what is going on behind the veil of the city. How am I supposed to trust the people who have done everything in their power to ensure that I am shamed enough to hide in the hole that I came from to prevent me from asking questions and to pushing to have the community involved? It was your First Amendment right that you were trying to state that was stifled, not your second. But I clearly kicked off a person who believes that he has every right to threaten and harass, as is shown throughout all of these other groups where you continue to do just that. The case brought against you had merit, but mistakes were made from the get-go, and the only frivolous piece of that whole interaction was when I was given the wrong paperwork and then investigated for fraud for having it. Calling people names does not make you powerful, especially when it's a councilwoman who hasn't even had her chance to take an oath yet. Trying to discredit any resident for class or status or job doesn't make you a leader. It makes you petty and shows you for who you really are. And because you are a representative of our city council, it also makes Kirby and its leaders as a whole look like bullies. This makes a clear statement as to why we lack volunteerism. why we some have opted out of trying to tell you what their concerns are. No one wants to be retaliated against or looked into simply because they have a question or looking to be involved. You are right about one thing. This community is split. But it's posts like this that are tearing down instead of just explaining discrepancies that is the culprit. No one man posting on Facebook could do the type of damage that's taken years of residents sitting in silence, clearly giving up because of weak leadership. Consider this. What have you done to rectify the situation rather than intensify it? Spreading this kind of hate has only led to more hate. I don't think you even remember why you're so angry at me. What I did was try to help build this community and get people involved and allow them an open area to ask questions and give processes to fix their issues. As long as you look at people who ask questions as your enemies, you will continue to push away residents who in any other standard may have wanted to be involved. But you won't get rid of the ones who are already here because they will continue to come and ask questions. Be a leader, not a bully. Thank you.
Sharon Schuler. Thank you, Tina. Wait, don't breathe. Don't breathe. Let it air.
Good evening. I'm Sharon Schuler. I live at 3110 Buzz Aldrin Drive. I wanted to read to you something that I've seen on Facebook that was sent to Mayor Pierce from our former mayor, Johnny Duffick. Madam Mayor, thank you for all that you did for Kirby. Congratulations on your political retirement. You and your family have always been there when needed. I'm sorry that I won't be there in person at your last meeting to tell you these things, but just know that I'm there in spirit. Some people have no idea what it takes to try to improve the city on a limited budget. Time and effort are required to even make a dent into the issues at hand, with a lot of the time using your own money to help improve life for all of the citizens that live there. You have always been an inspiration not only to me, but to the rest of the community as well. I'm so very proud to have served with you on the council. Good luck in whatever the future holds for you, and bless you for your time and your contributions. I would also like to thank Mayor Pierce for always being there when I needed assistance. I would send emails and she would reply to me. She really dug in her heels with us with our problems on the Springfield project. And we can't thank her enough, speaking from everyone on our street, and I'm sure Mr. Shaw will agree with me. It takes a lot, and you really dug in and helped us, as well as some of the other council members. I would like to say that to all those that are here, and to those that are coming into the council, that please remember that when your constituents ask to speak with you, that you take the time to go back and reach out to them. Sometimes concerns are menial. Sometimes they're very large, and there's not really a way to express it. So if you would please take the time, make sure you check your emails so that all the citizens can reach out to you. They can reach out to the city. The citizens can also reach out to Monique and to Patty. There's emails. There's the website. And I just want to wish our incoming mayor and our newly elected council members best of luck. Remember that you're here to work with us, not against us, and that we are proud citizens of Kirby, and we all do band together, and we all do volunteer. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Council. My name is Sergio Gonzalez. I'm with the office of Senator Jose Menendez. It's good to see some familiar faces, and I'm kind of surprised. I can't remember the last time I got into a city council meeting where it's gone to the point of standing room only, so it's good to see citizens' participation. I think part of this is just recognition of your leadership, Mayor Pierce. So I'll just kind of keep moving going. But one of the reasons why I wanted to come out here, I wanted to say goodbye, but also I enjoyed working with you on some of the stuff we've worked on in the past. The senator wanted me to come out and present you a certificate of congratulations on for all the hard work and dedication you've done for us. So if you want, I would like to present to you the certificate.
Sure.
Thank you, Mary. Have a good one. I'm returning the pen I just stole.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? Thank you for coming to speak tonight. And again, thank you for y'all's leadership in that office as well. I know y'all have a daunting task as well, so thank you. All right, the next one is Ruby Rodriguez. Did you spray it already?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ruby Rodriguez, and I've lived here for over 20 years, and this is my first time being at one of these meetings. So
welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So continue to come back.
But I just wanted to ask, I recently had to switch from Spectrum to AT&T because of all the issues that I was having in my home. And I currently work from home, so it's kind of a big deal. So when the AT&T technician arrived, I asked him, the first thing is, like, why don't we have fiber like everybody else does? And he said that the city of Kirby just doesn't allow it. And I guess I'm here just for confirmation about that, because are we ever going to switch to fiber? Or because I have a coworker that lives across from Sunrise, and she has fiber, and I don't, and I live on Shamrock. And I know I live close to a lot of businesses down there, closer to the elementary school, so I just don't know whether that's true or not, and I just want confirmation on that, because it affects my job and my son, my grandson going to school as well from home.
So that's not true. We do have two fiber areas.
Okay.
You can reach out to me and I can talk to you in a little bit more detail about specific areas and what fiber is
okay
there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, and please come back. The next individual is Ms. Maria Shaw.
I just want to say thank you for everything you've done for the community, and I got this for you, just an appreciation.
Citizens' participation for this evening. Thank you, everybody who signed up to speak. All right, we will move to item 6A, consideration of an action of the regular meeting of April 22nd, 2021. I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I make a motion to accept the minutes.
Second.
We have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Grant, seconded by Councilmember Salazar, to accept the regular meeting minutes of April 22nd. Is there any discussion? All in favor, please raise your right hand. Item 7A, receipt of canvass of the general election returns and declaring the results of the general election on May 1, 2021 for the purpose of electing one mayor and three council members for two-year terms on the city council. Ms. Jo Harvey, election judge Jo Harvey is here.
Hello, I'm Jo Harvey, and I was election judge for the early voting and also for the election day. The totals, I'll just read the totals for everybody, okay? For Kimberly Aldridge, she had 367. Christopher had 309. Council members, Susan Street had 327, Sydney 230, Donahue Gibson 155. I'm sorry, I can't say your first name, Janisha Grun. I'm sorry. Thank you. You had 317. Mike Grant had 260, and Thomas Hernandez had 248. For the propositions, just again reading the totals, proposition one, yes was 510, no's was 136. Proposition two, 473 and 182. Proposition three, 586 and 69. Proposition four, 551 and 97. Proposition five, 596 and 53. Proposition six, 556 and 89. Proposition seven, 581 and 67. Proposition eight, 561 to 89. Proposition nine, 488 to 152. Proposition 10, 585, 56. Proposition 11, 605 to 40. Proposition 12, 550 to 94. Proposition 13, 554 to 87. Proposition 14, 587 to 55. Proposition 15, 587 to 50. All proposition passed.
So I'm going to open 7B as well, discussion and possible action, receipt of canvas of the special election returns and declaring the results of the special election on May 1, 2021 for the purpose of declaring the results on amendments to the city charter of the city of Kirby, Texas. We just need to, that was, okay, that's what I thought, it's the next one. All right. Item 7C, discussion and possible action on resolution number R-2021-733, canvassing the returns and declaring the results of the general election held May 1, 2021. I will entertain a motion for the resolution.
Mayor, I make a motion that we accept the resolution number R-2021-733, canvassing the returns and declaration of the results of the general election held May 1st, 2021.
We have a motion by Councilmember Martin, seconded by Councilmember Apodaca, to accept resolution number R-2021-733, canvassing the returns and declaring the results of the general election held May 1, 2021. Is there any discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Greider?
Yes.
Councilmember
Hernandez?
Oh, he's absent.
He's absent.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Resolution R-2021-733 passes. We'll move to item 7D, discussion and possible action on resolution number R-2021-734, canvassing the returns and declaring the results of the special election held May 1, 2021. I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I make a motion that we accept resolution number R-2021-734, canvassing the returns and declaring the results of the special election held May 1st, 2021.
A second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Apodaca, seconded by Councilmember Greider, to accept resolution number R-2021-734, canvassing the returns and declaring the results of the special election held May 1, 2021. Is there any discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Greider?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Grant?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Resolution number R-2021-734, canvassing the returns and declaring the results of the special election held May 1, 2021, passes. We will move to item 7E, discussion and possible action, recognition of outgoing elected officials. I will turn this over to our city manager, Monique Vernon.
Thank you. Okay, so as a tradition here at Kirby, we always want to recognize outgoing elected officials for their time and service. Unfortunately, Councilmember Hernandez could not be here this evening, but he did serve the city of Kirby from November of 2020 to May of 2021. So we do have a token of appreciation for him that we will get to him later. But just so everyone sees, we got him a desk clock pin set to commemorate being on council. And there is Thomas Hernandez, council member, city of Kirby, November 2020 to May 2021.
Before I actually turn over my gavel, if we could possibly ask Thomas if he'd like to come back to a subsequent meeting so we can officially recognize him. That was my last official business.
All right. So now, Mayor Pierce, we're going to ask you to come out here.
Take your stuff with you.
So I had to write down my notes and give this to Mayor Pierce. So, you know, for me, today is very bittersweet because I'm bidding farewell to the last of the seven council members who initially hired me to come and work for the city of Kirby back in 2014. And so there are many wonderful things that I can say about Mayor Pierce, but I just want to share a few words that I believe truly describe her. Thorough, analytical, passionate, committed, and kind. Mayor Pierce has dedicated many years of service to her hometown, Kirby, which she loves dearly. As a volunteer, as a committee member, as a commission member, as a council member, and as our mayor. And although her term is ending today, I know that she will remain actively involved in the community just as she always has been. So Mayor Pierce, or Lisa, as I affectionately call her, there's a small token of appreciation from the city of Kirby. And this is a wine case, because those who know her personally know she works in alcohol distribution. So she's around that often. But it says, Lisa B. Pierce, council member, city of Kirby, 2001 to 2003, and 2007 to 2015. And mayor, 2017 to 2021, which I learned earlier this week that she took her first term on the Kirby City Council in 2001. I was not aware of that, so I learned something new. And for the record, we did fill it with some time with your own personalized City of Kirby light labels.
That was coming next.
Personal gift.
the groups that our sister cities are amazing, and they're great partners in our Northeast Partnership. It's just a plethora of knowledge. We share ideas. And again, this is something we fought through the pandemic together. You know, in my 4 years of being mayor, we had a lot of challenging experiences, but we had a lot of wins. And I think that, you know, I don't want to focus so much on last year, but last year not only was, you know, bad for cities, it was bad for individuals. You know, people lost their entire livelihoods. People's mental health suffered. You know, we didn't get to see each other. Those were all real things. So it was easy to get maybe into a dark place, but I just want everybody to remember that of all the bad, there is so much good. I mean, look at each other. Look at this aisle right now. You know, these are your neighbors. Some of them are your friends. But everybody lives here, and it's going to take everybody to continue building the city. You know, differences aside, I mean, and there's deep grievances. I mean, we have deep issues with each other, some of us. You know, there are some really, bad blood, if you will. But at the end of the day, it's the residents that matter. It's not the one person. It's not the two people. It's the residents as a whole. And as I continue saying, the residents of our community far reach any social media platform that you could imagine. Not everyone in our city is on social media, so social media is only reaching a very slim people that live here. A lot of the people that I dealt with don't even have a Facebook page. They don't have Instagram. They don't have any of those things. They truly did not know where to go. But you tell them, and then they're like, now Monique gets those calls now. You know, Patty will get those calls because it's just a matter of reaching out. And again, I think Sharon said it, you know, when somebody asks a question, please respond. I would like to mention that, yes, everybody who sent me an email I responded to or a phone call I responded to if I could. I cannot get involved in civil matters. The city cannot get involved in city matters. If somebody is terminated from their position, it is not something that a council member can even delve into. There are so many legal issues involved with that. And, you know, as a council member, those are things that you learn about. And, again, it's not personal up here, but then it is because we live in such a small community that everybody knows everybody or somebody's touched somebody. So I just want everybody to remember, I couldn't be prouder to serve with y'all. You know, some of us are friends. You know, I keep hearing that word friends, and, you know, I'm not trying to say this in a negative way about friends not working or your friends being on council or what have you. You know, I'm mature enough and I'm professional enough that when there are things that need to be done, that is separated. Monique and I care tremendously about each other. I disagree with Monique. Monique has disagreed with me. But at the end of the day, we walked out of here and we did what was best for Kirby. I know that that's hard to believe for some people. You know, if that's the case, you know, I consider these, you know, friends. I don't know Janisha very well, but the time that I've spent with Janisha, her parents should be commended. She is an amazing individual. And I am so happy that you actually put your head in it to run. You'll see, you know, all the things that, you know, everything is not what it appears. It's not just a matter of saying yes or no up here. Everything is personal, unfortunately. You know, the whole friend thing, Joe and I have gone back for years. Emergency services is the reason I got into this whole arena back in 2000, honestly. But it wasn't until 2001 that I ran. Joe and I have known each other forever. And, when my husband was in the fire department and he ran with the police officers and, you know, all the emergency services. But Joe is my friend. But when there was a position to be appointed, I said no. So I don't know what kind of friend tells someone no. You weren't my choice. It wasn't that Joe was a bad choice. I just had a different person in mind. And it didn't matter. And I'm not saying that to put Joe on the spot. It's just a matter of fact that I love Joe. Joe, that's how deep our friendship is. He's done so much for our family. You know, he's always there. I'm saying that because I keep hearing this thing about friends this and friends that. Our former police chief is sitting in the back. He came from out of state to be here. Not because he's getting something in return, know that it's always personal, but you have to put those differences and you have to put that relationship aside. Because at the end of the day, the people that matter are the people in those homes that aren't here, that may not even know there's even a city hall. This is bittersweet. I'm not leaving the city. I will be the first mayor from the last three that are not vacating our city. I will be here. And I also want you to know that I have never missed a council meeting in 4 years. Nobody has ever... Services is the best that money can buy. And if you don't believe it, So they don't live in the city, however, they're here. What about the people that live in our city who don't volunteer?
Hello.
So what are you doing to make things better? Rather than sitting here talking about these employees not living in the city. They're here. They're working. I've talked to Monique several times, and she's still here, and it's like 11 o'clock at night. Patty's the same way. Our chief of police, our former chief of police, the same way. Public Works didn't leave the city until 4 o'clock this morning. These are all the things that go on behind the scenes that nobody sees. So just please believe that not everything is as it appears. I couldn't be more honored, and it's an honor and privilege to have even served in the city of Kirby. I can't tell you, it's, like I said, it's so bittersweet, but this is my home. This is where I was born and raised. Not born, I was here at one, but I was raised, my children were raised here. You know, and we're still raising our children here. Our house is not for sale, and I'm going to use all the money that I made on
all the money that Chris said you made. Lisa, hey, I still hold it against you.
I know you do. We actually did have a long conversation about it.
Yeah, over her liquor. But, we have been friends for a long, long time. I think she voted against me, John voted for me. But, yeah.
So there again, we didn't always vote the same either.
But, and like she said about this Facebook crap, we're here. We have been here all these years, including Lisa, John, Sylvia, Mike. We don't go on Facebook to show our shield that we did this, that we do that, and we do this. But I can guarantee you one thing: of us up here, we are leaders, and we're also not convicted criminals.
No, positivity. Stop.
Okay. Just to let you know.
Stop. I don't
want to
leave that.
Okay. But we love you. Hey, but we love you. We know you said no, but you meant yes. And, I see you down the parades, down the parks. I see y'all, John with the fire department, same thing. And like you said, man, back in the day, everybody volunteered, whether we worked here or not. If we lived here, we volunteered. Those are the things that we want to bring back to Kirby, like the fireman's picnic, the hobo fest, whatever. And we, as police officers, we volunteered for that. We didn't ask the city to get paid. Nowadays, it's hard to get these young people to understand that. Hey, come help us. Come volunteer.
Are you telling me how good I am?
Yeah. But those are the same. But those are the same thoughts that you have also. And we all have those same thoughts if we've been here a while. But here again, there. I know Kimberly's going to do one hell of a job. And you've done one hell of a job already. So I'm still mad at you.
I know.
Well,
I will let council go last. If you all will allow our audience to continue what you came, you
I'm ex-Councilman Wilson. I am one who sold my house to move away. Can I say, my husband said, let's go. And after 48 years, I said, yes, dear. I want to say thank you, Lisa. I've worked with her 4 years at council. We volunteered at Hobo Fest. We did Easter egg hunting together. And really, all I have to say is congratulations, Kimberly. I hope you continue. And to the new council, it is a teamwork. This is not going to be a we and a they. You need to come together and become a team where you can get stuff done for the Kirby, not for me or you, just for everyone. And the ugliness has got to stop. It needs to become a we. Otherwise, Kirby is not going to do anything. You're going to have Hobo Fest and nobody's going to come. Because we didn't do it, they did it. And so I just hope, and I know Lisa has tried, but you had COVID and you had other problems going on at the same time. And I'm just proud of what all of y'all have done, and I hope y'all continue on with it.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome.
I had the privilege of serving on council with Lisa as well, and then I got that phone call. Hey, I need you to be appointed mayor for 28 days. I remember that phone call. I argued with you and argued with you. But you were there. You were there anytime I had questions. You then got elected, thank God. And we worked together through Ordinance Commission. We got through that thick book that hadn't been looked at since, I don't know, 55. 1955. We just did a lot, and we're really going to miss you, but I know you'll still be here. And so from the outside, welcome.
We're not so bad.
No. And I also have to recognize you for just, as you said, being my friend, because in 2017, it was inevitable when right after I got off council and was diagnosed with breast cancer, I'd be having a meltdown, and all of a sudden Lisa would call me or text me for no reason whatsoever, but that was my sign to stop it and just get moving. And so she was always my pick-me-up. It never stopped. She provided me with alcohol and motivation.
The real medicine.
So, I cherish.
I took her food too.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Because it was hard to cook. Yeah. So I really do cherish the time we spent together, but I really enjoy having you as my friend. Thank you.
Hasn't even started.
I know. I came up here 4 years ago, almost to the day, and I bawled my eyes out to Lisa, asking for permission to honor my brother. You have been nothing but the kindest, sweetest person that I have met. I'm glad now that I can call you my friend. She did volunteer. I mean, the things that I did, she did come. She didn't have to. The first time that I had an awareness day, she showed up, and I was so surprised. I was like, she's the mayor. That's the mayor. Like, she's here. And ever since then, I mean, you have been a big positivity in my life, and I just wanted to show you my gratitude for you.
Thank you, Veronica. Thank you, Veronica.
Well, this may shock everyone in the audience. I don't have a lot to say.
Come on, Joe.
Except for one thing. You're my friend. You'll always, always, and John will be my friend. Thank you.
We didn't agree on everything. We still don't agree.
Oh, but you're still my friend.
I think she's going to skip me, right? Well, but hold on real quick. You know, and about Veronica and her family. I am very close to her father. I was very close to her brother. I was very close to her and her half-sister. So I knew this family. And when that happened, it really touched me. And I was afraid for her father, you know, when that happened. But they hung in there, and she continues to hang in there and doing the things that, and we are going to do something for her and try to help recognize suicide awareness. So like that, somebody can come and reach out to us before something like that happens again. So we'll do that in your behalf and in her behalf.
Okay, you can skip me now.
So, Mayor Lisa, I would like to thank you for your years of public service and dedication to the city of Kirby. Personally, I would like to thank you for your mentorship towards me just for this short period of time. You have been very helpful. Any question I posed, or if you saw that I had a thought, you were like, like when Monique was just saying, you're very detailed. I mean, you wrote me pretty much almost a novel explaining to me, you know, details like we already did this, or, you know, you can try it again. But you were very helpful, and I do appreciate that, especially for encouraging me. That I really do appreciate that. And you'll be truly missed. You will be.
Thank you. I enjoyed just that short time as well.
I'd like to say something.
Oh, no.
Lisa, you're my friend. You've been my mentor. I've blown up your phone so many times with questions, and when I got up here, I was pretty quiet, and you helped me get through that, and I really appreciate it, and I'm going to miss you.
Thank you.
I'll
miss you guys.
I'll miss you up here. I'll be down. Yeah. I'm still going to blow up your phone, though.
That's right.
My turn?
Yes, sir.
You're going to let me speak, Lisa?
I am. Yes, Council Member Martin.
All right. Now, Lisa, you're incredible. You are. There's a lot of things that people don't like. They like, you know, but you've always been there. You supported every organization in this town. Anything anybody had something, you were there. You showed up. And like you said, you never missed a councilman because I was here with you. You know, you were here all the time. You were very professional. And there's a lot of things you didn't like what was happening, you know, but you dealt with it professionally. And we do appreciate your service. It was great. Thank you for it.
Thank you. And it was never intention that I skipped you, which is why, if anybody is wondering, after I went down the switch, I always stared at Mike because I didn't want to skip him. Because sometimes when you're sitting there and you can't see the person on the end, it's just like, oh, okay, now it's my turn. So, thank you. I will definitely miss serving with everybody, but I'm super excited, to start a different chapter in my life and volunteer in a different capacity, and I know that everybody's mature enough in the council to put their differences aside and move forward because that's what you were elected to do. And like I said, the city of Kirby is way bigger than the seven people that sit up here.
True.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for attending, whether you were here for me or not. I would love to see every one of you sitting in the audience. And grab a friend or two, a neighbor or two, and keep bringing them. It would be really nice to have to figure out to go spend money that we don't have to buy chairs. You know, it would be great. So thank you, everybody. And I'm out. Discussion and possible action, presentation of certificates of election to newly elected officials. Our City Secretary, Patty Cox, will present those certificates of election.
Can we have all of the newly elected officials come forward, please?
Yes, it is. Everybody get your cameras ready. Yes. Discussion and possible action, administration of oath of office to newly elected officials and presentation of statement of officer. Our City Secretary, Patty Cox, will administer the oath of office to newly elected officials.
We're going to take this one at a time.
You'll have a step up one at a time with the president.
Ms. Aldridge.
And defend the Constitution and laws of the United States. And the laws of the United States. Of this state. Of this state. So help me God. So help me God. That's it.
Sir.
This is for your last item. There are two applications here.
Item 7H, discussion and possible action to elect the mayor pro tem for the term May 21 through May of 22.
Yes, ma'am. I'll make a motion that we put Mike Grant back in that position, since he's the one with most of the knowledge and the experience.
Second. Is there any discussion?
Somebody gave you a
second. Going once? Going twice?
I think they gave you a second. Okay.
City Secretary, please call roll.
Mayor Pro Tem Grant?
Abstain.
Council Member Salazar?
Yes.
Council Member Dreyer?
Yes.
Council Member Martin?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
No.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Aldridge?
Yes. Motion 7H passes for Mayor Pro Tem Grant for the term of May of 21 through May of 22. Congratulations, Councilman Mayor Pro Tem Grant. I'm opening 7I, discussion and possible action on appointing a regular member to the Planning and Zoning Commission. Monique, how many positions are open?
Okay, so Mayor, we have one vacancy right now, and we have two applications received from Mr. Stephen Pittman and Mr. Gary Salcedo.
Okay. Are both applicants here?
I'm here.
Where are we?
They're both here.
They're both here.
Is there a possible way that would you guys like to speak?
I've got a little more time now. I tried to run for council. I didn't work. But it turned out good because had other issues with health and stuff. But just want to help out. I'm pretty good at planning, better at organizing. And I'm usually in the zone except when I jump way out of the box, and then I'm kind of out there. But, no, I want to see some things go forward, and that was the whole message tonight, was to go forward. There's so much negativity out there and everybody complaining, but nobody helped. So I just want to try to help, okay? And I'll be there every Tuesday.
Hello, council members. I'm Gary Salcedo. I've been a member of this community for a short period of time. I like what I see. I like the community itself as a whole. I like that we have a lot of good people, a lot of good things here, and I want to see it grow. And I'm ready to be a part of it. I'm ready to be a part of what I can do to just to make things happen for the city. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Mayor, may I make a motion to accept Stephen Pittman?
We have a motion on the floor by Councilmember Greider and a second by Councilmember Martin. Is there any discussion? City Secretary, please call roll. You got it.
No, you got it.
Councilmember Greider?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Grant?
No.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Abstain.
Councilmember Salazar?
No. Yeah, the mayor has to vote.
Somebody is just staring at me. I'm sorry.
I was wondering.
Mayor Aldrich.
Yes.
Okay. Now we're good. Motion passed.
Telling me what?
Thank you. First student of the month, right?
Second. Mr. Pittman, welcome to the committee. Council for items to be placed on future and city agendas and announcements of city events and community interest. Mayor Pro Tem Grant.
Well, as I said earlier, I appreciate everybody that did vote for me. And those that didn't, I'm going to serve you exactly the same way. If you got a question, if I can help you, I'll be glad to. Don't feel that because of the way voting goes is not the way I act. I look out for everybody in this city. I've been here 40 years. And, you know, it's our city. It's not our city. It's our city. And I want to appreciate Mrs. Summers, Ms. Greider. Welcome aboard. Mayor, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Council Member Salazar.
Yeah, just to thank everybody. Susan, Janisha, Mike, and of course you. Congratulations, y'all did well. Especially Tanisha did exceedingly well. But either way, like Mayor Pro Tem Grant said, you may not agree with us, you may disagree with what I say. I'm not gonna sugarcoat anything to you, but it's not about me. It's not about him, her, and him. It's about the community, and this is the community that we live in, and we're going to make it better, whether you agree with us or not. But we're going to try to strive forward to that. There was something that I did want to bring up, and I'm not really sure which way we need to go about it. But I'm seeing a lot on Facebook people popping up and cooking from their houses and then selling. I don't have a problem with anybody making a living off of that. But what are we doing about the health and safety concerns of our citizens that are buying that stuff? Is there any rules in place to have a health permit or a food handling permit? We need to look into that. Like I said, I don't have no problem people selling stuff because we really do enjoy it. There's people out there that make tamales. There's people out there that make pasteles. And they're really good at it. But we need to protect the public with some type of health and food handling certificates or something. Or something that may be able to be worked out with the fire department and stuff for classes of that nature.
You want an agenda item to discuss what those procedures are?
Yes, see what procedures are and do we need to update them? Because there is a lot of a lot of people selling stuff on there. And don't get me wrong, I bought some myself. But but here's the problem. And it only came up because somebody told me that they had gotten sick and were never going to buy from that again. Or, as a matter of fact, several people. So, like I said, I want everybody to make all the money they can make. And if that means making food, making me fat, I'm happy. But, you know, let's do it in a safe manner. And if we could put that on there and see what our rules are saying and see what our rules are not saying, and we'll go from there. Thank you, ma'am.
Councilmember Street. I would like to thank everyone for their votes and putting me up here. It's an honor to be up here. I'll do what I can do to make it a better place to live in Kirby. I would like to ask for next time on the agenda if we could discuss the webmaster that handles our website, the official Kirby, City of Kirby website. It's cumbersome. It's difficult to get around on, and there's a lot of information that I thought should be there, but it's not. So if we could discuss that, that would be great. Thank you.
Councilmember Greider. First, I would like to say to all the candidates that ran in this election, thank you, and I tip my hat off to you, because running for any position, you have to put yourself out there. And yes, I know it can be tough, so again, thank you, and I applaud you. Leadership, the definition, the action of leading a group of people or organization. A few good characteristics and qualities when I think of leadership: communication, integrity, self-awareness, influence, and I think most importantly, gratitude. As I have stated previously before, I don't agree with everything, and I don't know everything, but I will ask questions and serve the community to the best of my ability. Change doesn't happen overnight or at a snap of the finger. To all the reelected and newly elected, congratulations. I know we are all up here. We will not agree on every topic or vision for the city, but we are up here to do a job and be respectful and professional and make the best decisions for the community. I have full faith and confidence in all the city staff and everyone sitting up here, so let us all move forward and do what we are supposed to do, what we are elected to do. So I'm excited and optimistic and ready to get to work for the community. I've already made appointments to meet with department heads. I spoke with Director Ives earlier, spoke with Monique earlier. So I have some dates set officially to meet with the city manager, to speak with our directors of the departments. So again, I'm excited and optimistic, and that's all I have, Mayor.
Councilmember Apodaca.
First of all, welcome, Susan, and welcome back, Janisha and Mike. Glad to have you all back. Last night, I left work about 10:30, and I was driving over the bridge here on Olseguin Road, and I saw that our public works was working hard, working at it, and I saw Mike out there directing traffic, and it really made me feel good to know that that our city's working 24/7 when needed. I heard that y'all were out there till 4 in the morning, and I'd like to thank y'all for that. I mean, that's really dedication. So I just want to make sure you guys get recognized for your hard work. And the animal shelter is overflowing. They've got tons and tons of kittens. Anybody thinking about a kitten? Now's the time.
No.
You can even foster. They've got some kittens that are being bottle fed right now, and they need fosters. So think about it, and they're really cute. That's all I have.
Councilmember Martin.
I just want to congratulate you, Mayor, Councilman Mike, Councilman Jisha, Tanisha, Councilman Susan. Welcome aboard. I know we can all work together to make this city a better place. and move it forward the best we can. Believe me, we are here for y'all. There's nothing here about me. It's for the city and for the citizens. And I will always believe that, and I'll always do what I can to move this city forward. I do want to thank our employees again. They're a great bunch of employees. Like Lisa said, they don't have to be here. They're here. When you work all night, like it gets tired, and you come back the next day, you just don't know how much we appreciate it. That's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, it's my turn. First of all, I want to say congratulations for everybody returning to the council, new members to the council. We are here. We were elected to do a job. We are a council of many personalities, and you've heard many times tonight. We all may not agree on, but one thing we are is one council, and we are here to serve you. I am here to serve you. I couldn't be more happy to be elected as your mayor, and I am open to hear from anyone in this city. But first of all, second of all, I would like to thank my family and my friends that have supported me in this past election. I could not have gotten through it without you. I was okay and not emotional until I saw Zena back there. Zena, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for coming. And to our outgoing mayor, Lisa Pierce, you have taught me so much being on this council that I will continue to look for your guidance every now and then until I get my wheels under me, and I know that you will be there to support me. And that's all I have. Meeting adjourned.
All right, never mind.
Just a couple of announcements that are important for the residents to know. One, on behalf of the Kirby Animal Shelter, we want to thank local business It's Good Though. They did a raffle, raised over $500, purchased items, and donated them to our animal shelter.
So, oh, yeah.
Items. If you are wishing to protest your property taxes, you have until May the 7th. Is it the
17th?
The 17th. So if you're going to protest that, file your protests. And I also want to recognize and thank the mayor of Live Oak for coming and visiting us tonight. Now I get to do it?
Yeah.